어디? Yeah. I like what we doing, baby. Real smooth on the piano. Yes. This how we starting the show. The last show for December. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
To everybody. What you say? Just like that. What? Gonna be what? Big. Yep. Blessings big. Yep. Money big. Yep. Grace big. Yep. That is too much crank in here. That is too much crank in here. Welcome back to the City Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz, and I'm back in the studio again. Each and every week we are here giving y'all the shenanigans, the vibes, the everything that go down when people walk in the studio with me. JB, what's up?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
How you feeling, JB?
I'm so sleepy, but I'm gonna do it for y'all, you know. Try to get a little bit of energy.
Oh, you sleepy today.
I ain't good.
You sleepy today, man. So, for those of y'all who was just tapping into the show real quick, that was my man, Pastor Mike Jr. with the big record, man. One of his biggest records as a gospel artist, man. So, I had to start the show like that, because today's topic is about big visionaries. So we want to make sure that y'all got y'all goals, y'all aspirations, you know, y'all dreams, that y'all dreaming big. We don't want to be small out here. We don't want to be mediocre, you know. We don't want to be little. We want everything big over here. But it's a responsibility when you want to do big things now, because you can't do big things and then you don't want to do no work. You can't want to reap the benefits, but you don't want to do no work. So y'all got to make sure y'all balancing that work plus reaping them benefits. Right, JV?
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. So you want to kick the show off?
Absolutely not.
I don't even know why I asked that. She don't never want to do nothing.
That's a lie. Don't be lying.
She don't never want to help me help your girl out with she nothing.
Lie. She lied. He is lying.
All right, so, okay. So, I want to say happy birthday to all the Sagittarius. Happy holidays. Christmas is coming up. New Year's is coming up. So, to all of my faithful listeners out there, make sure y'all keeping y'all grades up. Make sure the report card is looking good. Make sure the progress report is looking good, because it's holiday season, and I know some of y'all parents be telling y'all, if y'all don't get y'all grades up, y'all, that Christmas list gonna be a little short, man. So y'all make sure y'all doing what y'all need to do, so y'all can get the gifts and stuff that you want. So, Davey, I'm tapping in with the first topic. What are some of your favorite affirmations that you like to say? Some of your favorite motivational quotes, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Stuff that gets you through the day, gets you through your week, maybe even a month, maybe even a year. Let us listeners know. What you got?
I don't think I got one particular, like, specifically, but, like, I would say just telling myself I could do it, basically. Just telling myself, oh, you got this. Just do better. If you don't like something, try to change yourself, you know? Like, I don't really have anything specific, though. I just tell myself motivational words just to get myself going.
So telling yourself that you can do it, that's one thing that you do on the daily?
Yeah. Okay. Because I be stressed.
So. Didn't we talk about that last show?
Yeah, we know. But I got it together and I'm getting better. So.
She's getting better. I like it. Improvement is what I like, JV, okay? Improvement is what I like. So for me, right, well, little backstory, right? Because y'all know I'm like a jack of all trades. I do a lot of stuff like outside of here, so... even though I live in the studio, guys, yeah, I do. Because I'm in three different ones. So, but I'm also a writer. I'm also like a self-published author out here. I got two books on Amazon, and both of them just so happen to be a book of inspirational quotes. So I write every single day. I don't go a day without writing. So I always got some motivational quotes. One of my favorite ones, though, is conquer over all, worry over none. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Welcome to the Tinku Podcast Show, ladies and gentlemen. Conquer over all, worry over none. What you think about that one, Jamie?
I mess with that. Yeah, that's some. Mess with that.
That's fire, right? Mm-hmm. That's fire, right? So I think when you have, like, affirmations or you have, like, motivational little quotes that you know, you might write them on a sticky note and place them on your mirror. You might put them in the bathroom. You even might write them on your phone. Because nowadays, that's what I do. I write all my quotes in my phone. So if I need to go back and just pull something from any day, today's Tuesday, Thriving Tuesdays. Make sure y'all out there making some wise decisions. Thriving in everything you do. No half-stepping. If you ain't going to do it all the way, don't do it at all. That's what we doing. So, that's how I feel, man. That's how I feel about having something that you can see. Because we're talking about vision. Vision has a lot to do with seeing. But you want to be able to see it in your mind first, see it in your heart first, before it becomes tangible, before it can be something that you can hold, that you can grab. Of course, that is the ending result of it. That is the manifestation of it. But before that, it's some work involved. So, like I said, you can't always want to reap the benefits without actually doing the work. So, for me, because I write every day, I just pull from however I feel. Like I said before we started the show, experience is the best teacher. So, you know, when you experience things, when you go through things, when people, when you see things, when you see your friends doing things, stuff just start popping in your head. Like, yep, I knew I wasn't supposed to do that. Well, I knew I was going to do that. But you get confirmation that way. So you want to make sure you really just in a right state of mind. Right? Be solid out here. Some concrete decision making going on, JV. JV over there quiet like I don't know what.
I'm sleepy.
We not even 10 minutes into the show yet. What is going on right now? What is going on right now, man?
I'm sleepy.
But I want to give y'all another one, though. Today, Tuesday, December the 19th. What did I write today for Tuesday? Let's go back and see. Because I'm the type of person that writes stuff in my phone. So let's just see real quick. You know, hope y'all having a great Tuesday. Hope y'all ate some good breakfast, got some lunch happening. It's probably dinner time for some of y'all right now, you know. So, conveniently, I didn't write nothing today.
Let's talk about it.
I ain't write nothing yet.
Let's talk about
it. It's not that I'm not going, and this is happening in real time. I am not playing with y'all right now. This is serious stuff. I did not write nothing yet, but it's not to say that I'm not going to write something. It just means that whatever I'm going to write, I haven't heard it yet, which means that's why I haven't written it yet. But
let's talk about yesterday.
I wrote for yesterday.
Talk about that.
Yesterday says, God's reasoning isn't our reasoning. # Magnificent Monday. Since you want to put me on the spot, like I ain't going to be ready, JV. What's
I
up?
I said you wasn't
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, but I felt the energy, though, JV. Yeah.
It was a little energy.
I felt the energy.
If you want to be energy, let me know.
You know what I'm saying? I felt the energy, man. So it says God's reasoning is not our reasoning. So because a lot of times we like to do things under our own power, under our own willpower, you know. And that's fine because he's given us the ability to do everything that we would need to do in life. But sometimes we can't do it to its fullest potential. Because we thinking about it in our own mindset. We not letting God in on what we want to do. Even though he already know what we going to do anyway. But he like, hey, I put you in that position. You might want to clue me in on it, you know what I'm saying? Just so I can, I might got a little escape situation that'll help you out. Guys, if this is your first time tuning into the Think Group podcast show, I get talked to like that. That's how I hear him on a daily. So, if you ever think that I be joking, I am not playing. I hear God like that every day. He got a sense of humor, so I talk like he got a sense of humor. But I think that's real, man, because a lot of times we think we hear God and we don't. And if you ain't careful, if you not able to decipher what's what, you can get jammed up. Not saying that you can't get out of the jam, but sometimes we like to put ourselves in our own jam when we really don't have to. We just gotta be cool, calm, and collective with it. What you got, JV? Come on, man, stick to the show. She's sleepy though, y'all.
But
play entirely too much.
I don't know what you was talking about at the end. I'm not gonna lie to you. But you was talking about how God has a plan. But like, no, he knows your plan already, what you're going to do, basically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I agree with that.
But yeah. I feel like some people just, because we all do it, let's keep it 100. We keep it 100 on the Think Group podcast show, right? So, we all know that we like to do things our way sometimes. Right. Like, we want it and we want it now. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to wait. Patience is out the window. Let's talk about it.
Hey.
Patience is out the window. You don't want to talk to nobody. You don't want to hear nothing from nobody. But it's like, hey. Somebody got to get your attention.
So when you want what you want, people patience be. It don't be.
People patience start to get thinner and thinner,
thinner
don't
and
it?
Thinner. Man, just thinner and thinner because I'm people, by the way. But like,
yeah, but you working on it.
I'm working on it, you know.
And you got a long way to go too, man. Because think about it, like when you turn 21, you're not even going to be thinking the same way that you're thinking now. You know what I'm saying? Like your thinking level in your mind is going to expand based upon the things that have happened and the experiences that you've had. So when you 21, you're going to be like, man, the stuff I used to do when I was 17, I don't even do no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, or even if you do it, you probably do it in a different way because you're more
mature
at that point. But it's very important that we understand that, like, We always going to try to throw it out there like we can really do it on our own, and you know what I'm saying, and we don't really need nobody help. And sometimes you can do it on your own, but we were never designed to get the job done on our own. We was never created to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, we going to need help from somebody. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we can't carry that kind of weight. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody going to have to be like, oh, yeah, let me step. She look like she's struggling a little bit. Yeah. Like, she can't pick up all these boxes by herself, bro. Like, it's not given to pick up 20 boxes by herself. Like, you know, she going to need a few extra hands.
Right.
I said that because, you know, don't let that go over y'all. Hey, I know that was kind of like an elementary school kind of example, but that's all in all is to say that you gonna need to hear something from somebody else. It's not always in our own ability, in our own might, in our own, you know, in our own way of how we want to do things. We gonna have to pull on somebody eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help is necessary, Jamie.
That part. That part.
Because I'm helping her not go to sleep right now.
I'm not sleepy, but I'm sleepy. Like, I'm sleepy.
Here you go,
I'm not
man.
Sleepy enough for me to fall asleep.
Here you go, man. Here you go.
You're trying to be funny.
I'm telling you, man. Here you go. Welcome back to the Teen Crew podcast show, man. But y'all know we got to take a commercial break because all of these bills need to be paid.
Man.
So if I don't take a break, then, you know, something might not happen.
These bills not getting paid.
Something might not happen, JV. Something is capable of not happening. Right, JV?
Yeah.
Something is capable of. JV, you going to help me pay some of the bills?
No.
Probably. another quote, since we talking about motivation, good help is hard to find these days.
Man, oh my gosh, we could talk about that for hours.
Good help is really hard to find these days. No shade to Jamie.
She lying. That was all shade. Because you had to say no shade. That was paying her no attention.
See y'all in a minute, all right? Peace. Know what we like to do, right? Big time. What you say? You know what we like to do. Yep. Last show of December. Let's go. Smooth breakdown, no? Yeah. Smooth breakdown. Yep. Big time, David. Big time, David. Oh, you know I'ma do it, man. Yes, indeed. Hey, guess what? What? Welcome back to the T Crew Podcast Show. Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the T Crew Podcast Show, the best teen show that you could ever listen to with a good quality pair of headphones, man. You know what I'm saying? We in here today. It's Tuesday, thriving Tuesday. It's cold outside. But yeah, let's get to it. How big do you see your visions getting, Jamie? How big do you see your visions getting right now? For what you have a vision for, what is your ultimate level of big?
Probably just getting big as I can, because of my mindset right now, where I want to be later on after, you know, high school, after college, is it's going to take me some time. But, like, I don't want to get there. I know I'm going to get there. But my dreams, all my accomplishments, like, later on, they big. Trust and believe that. They
all big. Right, so give me an example. Like, one of your biggest goals that you have right now. Like, the number one goal that you think about went every day.
As of right now, where I am, graduating high school. Because a lot of people, they don't graduate high school because of so many different reasons. But I have every opportunity in every situation. I'm not in a wrong situation where I can't graduate high school. But that's probably one of my biggest things, to get through high school and think about everything else after that.
Okay. So one of your biggest goals right now, biggest aspirations, is graduating from high school, because a lot of people, you know, make their decision, or even if it's, you know, not under their own power, that they don't graduate from high school. Education is very important. Right. You need an education to survive in life. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. You need an education to survive in life. No matter what you do, no matter what decision you make, you got to have some type of education. You got to know something, because you might got to get yourself out of a situation. And it's another thing, too. Don't be blaming God, man, when stuff don't go your way, because it ain't always God's fault. Something bad happened, you be like, oh, okay, God, really? Like, how you know it was him? How you know it wasn't just, like, you not paying attention? Like, that ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Like, like it could have just been you wasn't paying attention.
Right.
And God probably like, I told this girl, my child don't listen, bro. Like, see, when you get a little bold in advance, you can talk just like that. Because I can imagine that's how he be talking. So I'm just saying, like, no, when stuff don't go your way, don't be so quick to blame people, man. Let's take accountability.
Let's blame yourself first.
Let's take accountability, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show now. If it's your first time tuning in, we are talking about big visionaries. Don't go blaming everybody. Let's start, you know, being, if you can't be accountable to yourself, then you can't be accountable for nobody else. So let's be more accountable, because we quick to pass the blame, though. Like, it wasn't even my fault, though. Chill.
Then who fault was it?
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's really get to the root of the problem here. Like,
to the source.
And we talked about that last week,
we
too.
About that.
Matter of fact, that show is coming out soon.
Straight to the source.
I finished that show today. That show is coming out soon. Make
First
sure.
Show going up, y'all.
Make sure. I'm proud of that. Yeah, JV. Yeah.
First show going up.
I'm trying to find the.
She can't find a sound effect. She's struggling.
Chill.
Make her some time.
I'm not even gonna press it because I don't
no
even know.
Press it.
I don't even know where exactly it's at, and I wasn't really trying to press the wrong one. You feel me? So yeah, but I appreciate.
Round of applause for me in the back.
I appreciate you for being on the show. This is your second show, and you getting more and more comfortable by the second. Once again, for those of you who don't know, JV, she's the new addition to the crew.
She's the new addition. She forced me, y'all.
I did not. That is a lie. That is a lie. I didn't force
her,
man.
She kept begging me.
I didn't force
her. She
kept
begging me.
So, I think it says, how big do you see your visions getting? I see my vision getting as big as God wanted to get. To the point where it's like, I don't even have room to receive what he's doing. That I now have to get other people to assist me with the blessings that he got in store for me. I want it that big where I have to share it. You know what I'm saying? I want my goals and my dreams to be so big that I have to share it. Like, I can't keep it to myself. I have to share it with people, because if he doing that for me and I'm sharing it with everybody else, what you think gonna happen in their life? You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my biggest dreams that I have right now is owning my own storefront in Maryland, where it will be a store where you can shop and a store where you can do photo shoots, video shoots, documentaries, interviews, content creation. And then after that, you can come out and buy merch from the company.
A little bit of everything.
You feel me? Like, that's one of my biggest goals right now, is to own my own storefront. I can have people working. People could use my store as a location if they want to shoot a video or something. You know what I'm saying? The Heart for Success Photos way, duh. That's the only way, man. That's what they call your girl, man. That is what they
call her a lot.
That is what they call me. Let me see if I got the right one. Let me see. It's the HEART for Success. Hey, that's what we doing, man. I be having so much fun on the show, man. I be having so much fun on the show. But that is one of my biggest goals, though, to have a storefront where I can, like, hire employees and run the store. Like, if I gotta go do something out of town, my store can function.
Would
you know what I'm
me?
Saying?
Would you hire me?
Would I hire you?
Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
At what area?
What's your area expertise?
I don't know. We're gonna figure it out.
We will.
We're gonna figure it out.
You would be somebody that I would hire, though. I feel like you would do a good job. You know what I'm saying? Have your creative ideas and whatnot. You know? That'll be tight.
Good salesperson. I like, even though I don't like people, but like I like to talk to people.
Is it like no pleasing you, bro?
You know I don't like people. You know that. You know that since day one.
Jesus Christ. God, get your daughter. Like, real.
He got me.
He got you.
He got
I know
me.
He do, man.
He got me.
I know he do. So, look, we got to do it. What we about to do, Jamie? Go to another one?
Another commercial break.
Another commercial break.
Got to pay these bills.
We do, though. We do, though. So.
But she paying all the bills.
What?
I ain't paying no bills.
That is not responsible at all to be telling our listeners not to be.
Nah, pay y'all bills, y'all, for real. Pay y'all bills.
Pay your bills on time.
On time. Pay before be time, too. Have the money before.
Be
time.
A good steward over your finances because.
Once you get behind.
Because them, like, when you want to buy a house and a car, like, the credit bureaus, they look at that. They look and see if you paying your stuff on time. So you, just in case you try and go get a loan or whatever. So for all of y'all trying to go get loans, and for my teenagers that got a job, word of advice, go open up a checking or a savings account. Go open a checking or a savings account. Do not put that account in your parents' name. Put it in your name so you can start developing that level of responsibility. Once again, welcome back to the Teen Group Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jace. And I got JV in the room. Why you laughing, JV?
I'm laughing at you.
JV keep me happy on the show, man. She keep me happy on the show, man. She definitely do.
She love me, y'all.
I do, yo.
She love me.
I do. It's because of my mother, though.
Oh, so we lying to the viewers now? I can have my nickname back.
Nah. I'm just saying. You know anybody that my mother like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know anybody that she like, I gotta be like, you know. I gotta gravitate to them because
she has to.
I really don't have a choice, though. Like,
yeah, we have no choice, no saying.
I really just don't have a choice. I really don't. I don't be having a choice when it comes to her. So,
nah, she love me too much. She can't get rid of me. Even after, she can't get rid of me. I call her every single day after school.
I would love to see that.
Hey, Jasmine, guess what happened today?
I would love to see
that. I got all A's. I got honor roll.
Oh yeah, we going. Yeah, I'm gonna treat you to lunch. Bring me on the road. I'm buying lunch.
She tried.
Is that a deal? Is that a deal though?
Now she want buy me lunch.
Is it a deal or not?
It's a. Why you yelling at me?
We gotta go to commercial, man. Stop playing so much.
Let's pay these bills, y'all.
We gonna see y'all in a minute. All right, peace. I like what we doing, DJ Khaled, what you say?
ghetto.
Woo.
Stop it.
How was that ghetto? Why she keep saying everything I'm doing is ghetto? Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz from the CR Division. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. This is season three of the Teen Crew Podcast Show, and I feel good. JV, how you feeling, baby?
Better, you know. I'm a little sleepy still.
Uh-oh. So I got sleepy, then I'm better. So that's progress. So JV, let's jump right back in with it. If you had to choose, what is your number one dream?
Pursuing my career.
Oh, that's big right there.
Hard pursuing my career.
What would be your career? What is your ideal career?
I mean, I have two careers I kind of want to pursue. I don't know which one, like, I'm really going to stick to. But I either want to be a forensic crime investigator or a radiologist. So, that's kind of been in my mind for, like, a couple months now. That's kind of what I want to do. I put myself in situations in class so I could take opportunities like that, field trips, talk to different teachers, just have different organizations, different events I could go to try to pursue them careers. So.
I'm with that. To pursue your career, that's your, if you had to choose, that would be your number one dream, huh? Okay. Let me see. What is my number one, or something that's closest to the number one? I really need to think about that because.
You've done a lot.
I have, and it's just like, I can't really say one thing.
But I
feel like whatever I have my hands in, it's just to keep it going, like till it's fullest potential, because I do a lot of different things, but I'm very passionate about the things that I do. Like, I put my heart into everything that I do. If my heart's not in it, then I'm not with it. So. Of course, my company is going to thrive, you know, my fragrance line is going to thrive. And I think number one things that I would like to do is just to create other opportunities for other people where I can train and I can intern and, you know, allow people to come to me with their business ideas and I help, you know, orchestrate that to how they see it and what their vision is. So I think that's what I want to do, but I'm also looking towards one of the biggest dreams I have is, you know, the first person in my family to become a millionaire.
Well,
I want generational wealth. You know what I'm saying?
We're
like
just talking about generational wealth for Todd.
Yeah, like I want to be able to buy my mom a house, everything paid. And she can just chill. She ain't got to work. She ain't got to
worry.
She can just live. I want to live to be able to experience that first $1 million. However that first $1 million come, I want to be alive and well to see it. And then we just going to keep gravitating, keep going up from there. I got you. I seen that. But... That's what I feel, man. That's how I feel. Like, because I also look at it to the degree of, like, I might as well do what I'm going to do now. Because when it's my turn, that $1 million ain't going. My company not going. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be left in good hands. Yes, of course. But, it don't give, like, somebody about to be like, hey, it's Jazz turn. You know what? We about to go take all the money out of her account and put it in the casket with her. They ain't doing that. They gonna be like, she about to go to the mall, bro. Like,
build your casket wall.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't about to go shopping. I'm a shoe person, so she ain't about to go buy no shoes, bro. Like, the shoes that she got on is the shoes that she wearing. So they gonna be like, shoot, we about to go spend, or if they smart, Lord, please let them be smart. Invest the money.
Yes.
So that's kind of how I see that, man. This been a good show, man. This is the first time we had to do like two takes of the show.
We're doing it.
This the last show of December, so we kind of having fun. The next show, we will be in
January 2024.
Woo! 24 Kobe year. Yes, indeed, man. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking for more blessings, more increase, more value.
More wealth.
More peace. Yes. You understand? Loving people without reasoning. You understand? Like real genuine love. None of that I loved you yesterday, but I don't mess with you today. Come on, man. This is real life, man. People got real problems. No.
Oh.
It's like I'm talking to the audience right now. I don't always got shots for you, Jamie. Jesus. But I do like the energy that you bring to the show, so thank you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even going to go to a commercial, but what I am going to do is I'm going to play another record, and I'm going to let it ride out. You feel me? And we going to see y'all at the next joint, man.
2024.
Thank y'all for tuning into the T-Coo Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz.
And your girl, JV.
Oh, she actually chimed in that time. I've been saying her name the whole show. Now she want to say, and your girl, JV.
You don't ever give me the chance. You say Jasmine and say me.
My bad. Do you want me to start doing that?
Yeah.
I got you. I love her so much, y'all. See, this is why I created the show, so they can have a voice, so she can do exactly what she's doing right now. So thank y'all for tuning in to the show. This has been one sort of kind of out of the ordinary, but ordinary kind of shows.
We went on triple a couple of times, but you know.
You know what I'm saying?
We got to the source of it. We got to the
you know
of it.
I hope we said some things that resonate with y'all. One thing I do want to say, though, before we wrap up, because, Davey, we was about to end the show without telling the listeners the takeaway.
You was about to end the show without telling the takeaway.
I said we.
You said you. You mean you.
I said we, man.
So he's a thing now.
And just to kind of do that, though, since we was just talking about, man, just more blessings and more value and more increase and more life. Look, we can't take none of this with us, youngin'. You feel me? Like, everything we have belongs to God. Everything we are, our entire being goes back to Him. So you want to just make sure that you living your life to the fullest without regrets. You know, you're not half-stepping. If you ain't going to do it all the way, don't do it at all. You know what I'm saying? And you happy. You excited. And you find excitement, joy, and peace in what you love to do. What brings you peace? Because I said that on the last show. A lot of us, we do more of what we like and less of what we love.
Right.
When you do what you love, you don't have to work a day in your life ever.
You don't gotta worry about your life.
Again, in life, period. Right. Like, if you're blessed enough to live past 70, you know what I'm saying? If you're blessed enough to live past 70, that's a good life.
That's a blessing right there.
Anything past 70 is a good life. So that's my takeaway. We can't take it with us, guys. So make sure we cherish what we doing. Baby, what you got?
Just piggyback off what you said. Just bring blessings to you. Just bring all happiness, all good intentions. Just do what you love. Don't do what you like you said. Just,
oh yeah, you know, she learning just, on the show. I love it.
But pursue yourself. Put yourself forward. Don't be reflective on yourself as well. Also, just try to do yourself better. Don't fix yourself for anybody else but yourself. You know, just pursue what you like to do. Do what you think is best for you. Because at the end of the day, you're going to get what you get because God got you at the end of the day.
But we got to learn, too. We got to be mindful that you can't always be self-driven.
Right.
You have to be others-driven.
Right.
Because what you make happen for others, God is going to make happen for you.
Right.
So I know we got to focus on ourselves and do things for ourselves, but just keep in mind that
you help others as well.
You
don't be so conscious of the time.
You got to just keep in mind that you have to, be others-driven.
Right.
You got to be able to help some other people out. You know, because while you in the midst of helping somebody else can come along and be like, yep, I knew that person over there was waiting for that. Let me go ahead and slide over here real quick.
But also helping others can help you help yourself. Because you will find information out that you tell somebody else that you didn't know that you needed. That's the real thing right there.
Say that again.
I said, like, telling somebody else, just helping somebody else out. Like, you can learn stuff from what you told them and it can apply to yourself and help you better. So to pursue what you need.
That's tight.
That's
tight. Hey, man, we just having fun, man. Y'all know how we do, man. Each and every week, we just have fun. It's fun. This is fun on the Teen Cool Podcast Show, all right? Once again, it is your favorite host, Jazz. And who else we got?
Your girl, JV.
JV! Love it, man. So we going to play this record. We going to see y'all in 24.
Yeah.
Peace.